the purpose of the bill is really to protect our consumers when, through no fault of their own, these agencies that are collecting their personal data have a breach, that they shouldn't be precluded from protecting that information going forward or protecting their credit going forward and be charged a fee or be precluded from engaging in a class action lawsuit or some other kind of action to recoup some loss based on activity that occurred on their account through no fault of their own. So that's what we're trying to do here. I will tell you personally, I think this is the first data breach that I personally have not been impacted by, but you could name probably every other breach that's happened. But my husband was one of those that was notified that he had a data breach. And then when he went out to look to see how to go about protecting his credit, you know, through a credit freeze and some other mechanisms that consumers have to ensure that if a third party goes to access their data, it would prevent that third party from getting access without the consumer's permission. So when he was going out to look at putting freezes on, he was saying that he was going to be charged by each agency. Then he mentioned, and I took a look at the fact that he said, oh, there's some language here that says if I sign on for this, that I can't come back and sue them. And I said, well, hold off, because my husband and I had been in a prior data breach and we were already getting free credit reporting. So I said, we're going to know. I said, but that's a problem in my book. And I don't know, you know, I think that these organizations that are collecting data have a responsibility with the data that they're collecting. And I think it's inappropriate that, that through their lack of security that consumers should have to pay a fee that, quite frankly, benefits the company.
It sounds, Representative, and particularly with the Equifax breach, which has gotten a lot of attention lately, like you might have a fair amount of traction for legislation like this in the next session.
I do believe there will be a fair amount of traction. I can tell you that I've already gotten numerous inquiries and questions from constituents, and when we posted the press release, we started to get some commentary from people on Facebook about this. So clearly people are upset, as they should be, because a data breach, you know, is a point in time, but that data is out there potentially into perpetuity. So that's a problem. And I think a lot of people, rightly so, are concerned about this situation. And I think as a legislator, we need to do everything we can to enable people to protect themselves without them having further costs to themselves, because quite frankly, there's already a big cost to them in terms of time and energy that they're going to have to invest now to make sure that their credit, their identity, et cetera, is not going to be stolen.
And so your intent, Representative, introduced this on the first day of the session, so it will be in February. And do you have any commitment, or have you talked to any of the appropriate chairs about possibly having a hearing on it yet, or is that premature?
I have not had a chance to speak with any of the chairs yet. I just started working on this today. I have, you know, like I said, this week, I was out on vacation last week, and when I came back, all of a sudden, boom, I started hooking back into what was going on. But I will be speaking with the chairs to see if there's interest to have hearings prior to session or what the process will be.
Very good. Okay. I suspect you probably get a hearing on this one would be my...
I think we might, right? This is a pretty big deal.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, I would hope that it would be sooner than later, only because, I don't know, in my book, February right now seems like a far time away. I know it's not that far away, but it seems like a long time away.
Any plan for an interim hearing at all? Sometimes they do that, and you know, with a late session starting like... the session, next session, not starting until nearly the end of February, right? 20th of February. Have you given any thought possibly to doing a hearing, an informational hearing before that, to at least get the ball rolling?
Well, I will be reaching out and asking that question. I don't know if there will be one. That will be up to the chair, of course, to determine whether they want to hold a committee meeting or not. But I believe that it would be good if we could do one, because this is in play right now and there are a lot of people that are affected. 143 million Americans. I tried to get a number in terms of how many Minnesotans. I can't tell you how many. And I want to make sure that we move as quickly as possible to help people that are in this situation. And I don't know if you know, but the bill will be retroactive to July 2017, so that the people that were impacted by the recent breach will have some protection.